In Texas, it's David Nutt.
Welcome to the show today. It's Thursday, February the 15th, 2018. We've had another mass shooting, as I'm sure you have heard at this point. And as I'm sure you've heard, we've had the gun control debate began immediately. This is not a shooting like Las Vegas or Sandy Hook. There were a lot of questions about both of those shootings. A lot of people have a lot of questions. I just don't know what happened at either one of them. But I do know that what the government has been telling us is nonsense. But I would like to take your call today, see what you think about this shooting, about the issues that are being brought up about gun control. That number is 888-201-2244. But let me tell you something. This is a pattern that we've seen every time. Not only do they focus on the gun, but they also ignore the fact that this troubled young man was on medication. And we don't know what kind of medication yet, but they don't want to look at that. They want to say, well, we got to have psychological testing. We need more snooping on social media. Yeah, there was a lot of evidence on social media about who this guy was. But they will focus on the weapon, just as we saw in the Sutherland Springs shooting. You know, it was ignored by most of the mainstream media. We're going to point that out again to you today. It was ignored by most of the mainstream media that the Sutherland Springs shooter who stopped the murderer was using an AR-15 as well. Everybody talked about the gun that the mass shooter was using in that church shooting here in Texas and how horrible that was. And yes, it was horrible. And he was coming against unarmed people. And so the question is, what do we do in response to this? Well, a lot of churches, including that one, a lot of churches have said, we're going to make sure that we have trained people. And we're not necessarily going to put them in uniform so you know who they are. Because there is some school security in Florida. They've reduced the number of officers there at the schools. But this individual knew what that school was about. I mean, he came in, he'd seen the drills. He came in with smoke grenades. He threw grenades in so that he could flush people out. If they'd had security guards in various places, he would have known who they were, where they were hanging out. He could have targeted them very easily. But if they're teachers who have had extensive background checks and been vetted, who have been trained, and who are armed, concealed, and secretly, that's going to make a difference. We've got a hero football coach who interposed and put his body between the shooter and the students. He was fighting for his life. I'm not sure if he survived or not. They've had several people who have died in the hospitals. But wouldn't it be a better thing? He did die. He did die, they're telling me, because the articles are constantly being updated. He did ultimately die. So it's very sad. He could have saved his life, perhaps. He would have had a chance instead of being unarmed against a guy with a weapon. He could have equalized that. You know, just being a big guy, being a football coach, doesn't give you a chance against a guy with a gun. But if you are a woman, for example, and you've got a gun, you're on equal footing, even with a guy with a gun. You are able to defend yourself against somebody with a knife, for example. Or maybe somebody who is driving a car down a sidewalk full of pedestrians. If you have a gun, you have a chance to defend yourself. You may not succeed, but you have a chance to defend yourself and to defend other people. This football coach bought some time for the other people with his life, and he is a hero for doing that. But you know, we had a hero in the Sutherland Springs shooting that the mainstream media doesn't want you to see, and they don't want you to see how he saved lives. The guy was going to go continue his shooting spree, and you had one guy who was scared to death. He did not want to take a life, but he had to stop more lives from being lost. All right, stay with us. We're going to take your calls, and we're going to go down what has happened with this and what the mainstream media is not telling you. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
It Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It's Thursday, February the 15th. A mass shooting Valentine's Day in school in Florida. More than 17 people dead, I believe. The last total I saw was 17 people had died. Several were still in the hospital fighting for their lives. We're going to talk about the reaction to this, what people are saying. We had students who were live streaming and tweeting. Some of them had videos and were tweeting at this event. Very different from what we saw in some of the events that people have questioned what's going on there. As I mentioned, you know, Sandy Hook and Vegas, I still don't know what happened at either one of those places. I do know that we've had a lot of lies told to us about the government, but this is very obvious what happened here. And, you know, we go back and we look at Sandy Hook because these are going to be obvious comparisons in the next couple of days. And they love to, as we were talking about the mainstream media was going through the Nunes memo. And what were they all saying? Cherry picked. All the way through this. Oh, it's a cherry-picked stuff out of a cherry-picked memo. Yeah, it was a four-page memo that summarized something that had been going on for years. Well, you know, we've talked to Wolfgang Halbig, who's investigated the Sandy Hook shooting, and they will go through and they will cherry-pick comments of what we've made, what comments that he's made. And they'll talk about us because they don't want you to go to the guy that's done all the detailed research. And this is a guy who began researching school shootings going back to Columbine because he had been involved in education. He had been involved in as a highway patrol officer. So those two things got him very concerned about how you could do a better job of security in schools. So he'd been investigating as a consultant. He had held seminars throughout the country until he got to Sandy Hook. And then not only would they not give him information, not only would they give him things that made absolutely no sense compared to all the previous school shootings that he saw, but then they started threatening him in Florida because he was asking for information. They had highway patrolmen go to his house in Florida and threaten him. And so when we look at situations like that, when we look at all the lies that came out of Las Vegas, I understand there's a lot of people who are always skeptical of every shooting. Once you've been lied to, you know, people say, I don't know that anything happened here. Well, something really did happen here. You can see from these, the social media, the live stream video that was happening at the time, that there was really something that was genuine that happened here. But the question is, how is it going to be used? How is this going to be used? Let's go to video number two. We've got a Democrat senator out there who is basically, he sounds kind of like the other expert on the Constitution and security, Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is telling us, forget about prayers. It's not going to do anything. You know, we've had celebrities within the last couple of days tell us that Mike Pence is mentally ill because he's a Christian. This is their position on it. Of course, it's interesting, I think, that if you want to start pointing fingers, you might want to start pointing fingers at the mentally ill sickness coming out of Hollywood in the way of Harvey Weinstein films and Quentin Tarantino, his partner, and so forth. You want to look at the glorification, the way they worship violence and guns and movies. The same people who then come around and say, oh, we got to take them all away. The same people who parade around naked like Kim Kardashian and then talk about sexual assault. This is the hypocrisy of this crowd that now tells us that the rest of us, you know, if you're a man, you're guilty. You're a sexual assault, you're guilty of sexual assault, for sure. And if you own a gun, you're like this kid. Well, the reality is this kid was on meds, buried very deeply in one local newspaper, a discussion with his sister-in-law. He said, yeah, he's a very troubled kid. He was on meds. We have seen this in every single shooting. He was on meds. I won't say which kind. I wonder if it was SSRIs and things to help him because he is suicidal. And those medications that then they give to kids who have issues with being violent and suicidal, then it makes them commit murder, makes them suicidal, and they sometimes kill themselves, sometimes they kill other people and then kill themselves. I don't know really what this kid's issues are, but the fact that he was on medication raises big flags. So we're going to talk about all this stuff, but you know, Kim Kardashian's at Congress, do your job. Do your job. Yeah. Well, I think Congress took an oath to the Constitution. Maybe we should stop and think about the larger issues here, Kim. Get some clothes on and then we'll talk, okay? Don't lecture me. Unbelievable. The reality TV, the reality star retweeted a number of stats that continuously show, and believe me, Twitter is not going to shadow ban her tweets about the Second Amendment. Not going to shadow ban Kim Kardashian. A number of stats that continuously show up in the wake of these tragedies, such as how many were carried out with the infamous AR-15 assault rifle, or how every air passenger must take off their shoes because of one shoe bombing attempt. Don't even get me down that, okay? The shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, all this stuff. We've talked so many times to the lawyer who was on the plane saying this guy looked like he was totally out of it, the underwear bomber. He had a guy in a suit. Get him on. He didn't have any papers. They got him on the plane. The guy looked like he was on drugs. And then so much of that stuff was phony. And then, of course, they already had the machines ready and ready to roll out. They're already designed, manufactured, loaded on the docks and ready to go as soon as they produced the underwear bomber to get everybody to have body scanners and so forth. This stuff. This is why people are cynical about shootings. But we have to look at what they're saying about gun control and not what Kim Kardashian is. This is kind of interesting that she's interjected herself into this debate. But we do have the reliable Democrats. Here's Chris Murphy, Democrat senator, saying essentially the same thing as Kim Kardashian. Video one.
As we are with inside the debate over gun violence.
I want to show you a tweet from your colleague, Senator Marco Rubio, talking about this. He said it was a day, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if we can show that on the air, a day that you pray never comes. And then a mother of a Newtown victim said, oh, please, you had a chance after Newtown. You did squat because you were already doing immigration, didn't want to lose votes with your constituents. In your office, you looked at us and said you couldn't act. Sleep tight with that blood on your hands, Marco. Nelva Marquez Green. Do you get viscerally angry about this with your colleagues?
I do. No, I do. I'm not someone to shout and scream, but the reason that I sat on the floor for 15 hours was because I couldn't take this inaction any longer. And the reason that I get angry when people send out thoughts and prayers and nothing else is that, ultimately your thoughts and prayers are pretty meaningless if you're not actually willing to put action behind your faith. A lot of these senators are really nice to the victims of gun violence when they come into their office. And then when they leave, they go back to the business of doing absolutely nothing. And that is infuriating to Nelba, a good friend of mine. That is infuriating to me. And ultimately, my hope is that it is infuriating to the voters of Florida who decide to send somebody to Washington who is going to recognize that Orlando,
okay,
Parkland.
That's enough. We've heard the same rhetoric every time. But you get the idea. This is what's immediately happening with them. And so we're going to hit this politically. Yes. It is a tragedy. And yes, we cannot forget what is happening in each and one of these individual families. But the question when we look at this, and they, it's very easy for them to say, look, we have somebody here who's this innocent child who was just murdered. So let's do something about it. And of course, we'd love to do something about it. We'd love to be able to stop that. The question is how? And what do we do? I've seen the same kind of argument made with everything the Democrats want to do. When we had health care issues, they would parade around people who had tremendous health care issues and didn't have any money. And they would say, well, we got to do something about this. And my response to them is the same as it is now. If you got a fire and you say, we got to do something, you better make sure that that bucket that you're fluid that you're throwing on the fire is something that isn't going to make it worse. That it isn't gasoline, or it isn't something, if it, what kind of fire is it? You know, you have to have the right kind of approach to different types of fire. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Taking your calls, 888-201-2244.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. If you want to join the show and talk about this shooting, the number is 888-201-2244. We've got several callers on the line. We're going to go to them in just one moment. But I have to say that whenever this happens, we immediately have commentators, especially on the left. They're the first ones to come out to want to start pushing gun control immediately. Marco Rubio, that you heard just being criticized, I agreed with what Marco Rubio had to say. He said, maybe we should learn a little bit about what exactly happened here before we start making propositions. And as I was saying before we went to the break, people see a fire, whether it is the whatever kind of problem it is, whether it is this or whether it is health care, whatever. The Democrats always want to say, grab that bucket and throw it on the fire. And is there gasoline in that bucket? Make sure that it's water, or make sure that it's not, let's say, an electrical fire or grease fire, because then water is going to make it worse, right? Water typically would help a fire, but not all fires. So maybe before you just start going out and making blanket accusations, you might want to look at the root cause of this. This guy was on meds. But we can't talk about that. We can't talk about that. That might reflect on big pharma, you know, because we have these protected medicines, SSRIs, that they prescribe for people who have psychological issues, typically suicide. And guess what? One of the unintended consequences that frequently happens is it makes their suicidal tendencies worse. Sometimes they kill other people and then kill themselves. Sometimes they just kill themselves and get off of these SSRIs and so forth. But there's a lot of profit to be made in the SSRIs, and the FDA has said they're good. They're good. So we just need to put them out there along with the advertised side effects of suicide and murder and so forth. That's fine. Just like opioids. You know, let's not prohibit. We have all these drug prohibition protocols for all these other drugs, but there's a lot of money to be made in opioids. So let's just say, well, maybe we shouldn't push them as hard as we do with doctors and hospitals right now, but we're not going to prohibit it. All these people who tell us and have told us for 47 years that drug prohibition is going to work. Well, if they think that it works, then put your law enforcement where your mouth is, but you won't do it because of financial issues. And you know as well as we do that if you prohibit opioids, that's not going to stop it any more than it's stopped any of the other prohibited drugs out there, like meth, for example. So we get these phony solutions. And just like drug addiction, the solutions sometimes are an even greater problem. Or they leave the original problem there and give us additional problems. Let's talk about gun control for one moment here, because, you know, as our hearts go out to these families who have lost their young children, they're just beyond belief to try to imagine what that's like. And we can all try to put ourselves in that situation, but nobody can imagine it unless you've experienced it. But when somebody starts talking about my ability to defend myself or to defend my family, then I perceive that as a threat against my family. And I'm not going to stand by and let you take away my ability to protect myself, not only from crazy individuals, but from government, because that's what the Second Amendment was about. It was about protecting this country from foreign invasion, and it was about protecting this country from our own government. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment. Let's not forget, with all the wars that we've had in the 20th century, the millions, tens of millions of people, probably over 100 million people that have been killed by their government, outright murdered because of their political belief or because of their race or because of their sexual orientation or whatever. Now, they've always got a reason, don't they? You know, take a look, for example, okay? We had the First World War, 15 million people. We had the Second World War, about 66 million people. But let's take a look at some of the attacks directly on individuals. We had the Soviet Union, estimates anywhere between 20 million and 55 million within their own country, going after people who were opposed to Stalin. Okay, or the same thing with Chairman Mao. 40 million to 78 million are the estimates. They're pretty broad because, you know, there's no freedom of speech in those countries when that's happening. Anybody that speaks out, there's some of the tens of millions that get killed. And so when we look at what happened with Mao, we look at what happened with Stalin, that was against their own people. And those numbers, 20 to 55 million in Russia, 40 to 78 million in China. Hitler, his democides, estimated between 10 and 25 million. And then compare that to the number of people that died in the wars. World War I, that horrific war that everybody said, that's the war to end all wars. 15 million. 15 million. World War II, 66 million. So are you going to allow people to say, you know, the only place I see this happening, these shootings where you get a couple of dozen people killed, 17 people killed or 25 people killed, this is horrible, and it is horrible. I'm not minimizing that. But as I said before, when you start to throw something on the fire, make sure you don't make it worse. Let's not turn 17 people killed or 25 people killed. Let's not turn that into 17 million people killed or 25 million people killed. That's why we have the Second Amendment. That's why we're going to keep the Second Amendment. We're not giving those guns up. If you want to take those guns, then we will have a civil war. And remember, in Russia, their civil war cost 9 million people. Then the communists got in power and they killed another 20 to 55 million. So, you know, let's not go down that road. Let's have a little bit of wisdom about why this is here. Real quickly, the events of what happened. He came with smoke grenades. He set off fire alarms with smoke grenades. He was wearing a gas mask and he shot people as they were coming out. We've had all kinds of, who is this guy? Well, we've had all kinds of reports. We've had fake pictures showing him in an Antifa shirt. That's been debunked by some people on the internet saying, well, it didn't look to me at all like the guy. Some people have said this is somebody else and gave a name. I'm not even going to give the name out because I don't know who this guy is. But I've seen this kind of stuff floating around on the internet. We always see it happen. You know, they have Sam Hyde, the comedian. 4chan, others love to pwn CNN, Jake Tapper, and others by putting that stuff out. And they look, here's the first pictures of the shooter. That happened in the Sutherland Springs shooting. They always take this comedian and put his pictures out there, and they've already done that as well. And a lot of people are passing that picture around. We've seen a picture of this guy purportedly in a MAGA cap, a Make America Great Again cap, the Trump supporter. Is he a Trump supporter? I don't know. I mean, we've got a story. Kit Daniels looked yesterday and found a 19-year-old by that same name, Nicholas Cruz, listed as a Democrat voter in that area, Oakland Park, Florida. We don't know exactly. So not too much is known about his political backgrounds or whatever, but everybody is trying to use him to demonize the other people. Let's not do that. Let's really look at the root cause here. And the root cause is, yeah, they could have done something about the stuff that he was putting on social media. But do we want any more surveillance of social media? I mean, everything that we do on social media is being surveilled, right? They didn't do anything with this, even though he's posing with guns and so forth. But somebody, we have reasonable people who own guns, who pose with guns. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're criminals. Then we got Fox News. Shepard Smith, in case you think that Fox News is any way conservative or supportive of liberty across the board, certainly Shepard Smith isn't. So he's out there reading the list of all the school shootings. That's the way he responds to all of this. We're going to have our own response. We're going to have your phone calls. I promise I'll get to them in the next segment. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full
3-month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be going to our callers in just one moment. I've got one more thing I want to say. We're going to get to Michael, Catherine, Liz, Andrew, Josh, Tom, and others. So hang on. I'm going to be right with you. I just want to quickly say, as we're looking at this story, and I said, yes, we all want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. We want to get the right solution. And we got this story from the Miami Herald where they talk about the shooting suspect may have been flagged for past threats. They're talking about his social media, the photos, the impressions of all the kids, the fact that he was kicked out of school. They knew he was a troubled student. They're all digging into his past, says the Miami Herald. But buried in this story, lengthy story, and buried in it was a comment from a former sister-in-law. She said she believed that he was on medication to deal with his emotional fragility. Oh, okay. This is something we have seen all the time. Another clue as to what's going on here. He went to a school for at-risk youth. They'd already thrown him out of this school because he was a dangerous individual, but we cannot bring it upon ourselves to take appropriate responses to threats in many cases because of political correctness. We'll focus instead on the gun. Here's a kid. He had very little family oversight or discipline. He said on Wednesday morning, yesterday morning, they said he slept in, and he said, I'm not going to go to school today. And they said, why not? Why not, Nicholas? Well, it's Valentine's Day, and I don't go to school on Valentine's Day. So that's the kind of family that he was being raised with. And then they focus on the gun. And this is the last thing I want to say before we go to our callers here. We see these articles. How an ugly, unwanted weapon became the most popular rifle in America, says CNN. Or going back to the shooting at the Texas church in Sutherland Springs. All these headlines that we saw went for days. Now, it was actually broken here on this story. Mark Collins, a guy who we had talked to previously because of his involvement with a movie that we've sold here at InfoWars, Revelations, the movie. He is a dead ringer for George Washington. He would go around to schools and he would talk to kids about history. He would dress up as George Washington. He's exactly the same height as George Washington. And you put a split screen of his face next to George Washington, it's uncanny. It's like somebody cloned him. And he really knows his history. So we've talked to Mark in the past, and Mark got on the program and told us, because he's a pastor also. He used to be a pastor of that church. He knew the people in that town. And he went there, and he was the first one to break the news. He broke it here on this program that the hero who stopped the shooting had an AR-15. And he broke. There's the picture of the film, the Revelation movie, and a picture of Mark Collins as George Washington. Now, Mark broke it on this program that Monday morning, early, that he had an AR-15. Most people were not even talking about him. Most people just wanted to focus on the killer and the AR-15 that the killer had. And if they even mentioned the hero and the fact that he stopped him with a gun, they were giving out disinformation from CNN and others that he had a shotgun. And Mark Collins made it very clear. He said, no, he had an AR-15, and that was he didn't have his magazine loaded, and that was one of the things that was that delayed him responding to that, because he had to load the magazine. And we talked at great length about what Stephen Williford, the hero, did, what he went through. It was an ordeal for him. It was a very difficult thing. This guy had an AR-15 and he had body armor. And again, we broke it on this program. Nobody talked about that for a day. Then we had a few news organizations picked it up. I don't even think InfoWars talked about it for about 24 hours on InfoWars.com. I think the writers picked it up for a while, but most news sources never talked about that. Here's what they talked about instead. I'll just read you the headlines here. Shooter at Texas church used AR-15 style rifle. That's from Voice of America. We have another one here. What we know about the gun used in the church shooting. Why mass shooters are increasingly using AR-15s from USA Today. CNN. What we know about the rifle used in the Texas church massacre. Another one from the UK Independent. Texas shooting. What guns did the shooter use and were they legal? Next one here from the local paper, San Antonio Express. Shooter's weapon described as AR-15 variant. New York Daily News. I have a liberal bent. Texas church gunman uses same rifle as Las Vegas, Newtown, Aurora, San Bernardino mass shooters. Oh, but nothing about the hero. Nothing about the hero doing this. You know, as people began to talk to the hero later that week, what the hero, Stephen Williford, said, I couldn't have stopped him without my AR-15. And as you hear all the people demonizing the NRA, he was not only an NRA member, but he was an NRA instructor, former instructor, so he knew how to use it. He had trained himself. He was a responsible guy. He was torn up about the fact that he had to shoot a guy, even though the guy was a mass murderer, but he had to stop the killing. He didn't want to kill anybody. And everybody is out there dumping on the NRA, dumping on the Second Amendment, dumping on this weapon, a good guy with a good gun stops a bad guy, even if the bad guy has a good gun. That's what's going to happen here. And so the answer, and we got an article up on Infowars.com, A.W.R. Hawkins, and he says, the solution is to arm teachers. That's the solution, folks, that many people realized in the churches. You see, the churches are privately owned, and so you can have people make those decisions church by church. But the schools and the they're government run, and it's a fight to try to get a situation where you have responsible people who have been checked out. You know their background, and you're continuously checking their background, and you train them how to use firearms, and you make sure that they are not identified with a uniform. That's the best possible solution. There's never going to be a perfect solution, but if you take the guns away, we're going to wind up with some kind of a democide like we've seen in Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, Hitler's Germany. We don't want that. All right, let's go to the callers. Let's go to Michael in Maine. Thank you so much for holding, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hi. Doing okay.
I'm a long time listener and supporter of your products. X2 is one of my favorites.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to say, yeah, I'm from Mexico, Maine. I moved up from Massachusetts. I lost all my friends there because the Trump derangement syndrome is severe in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
I'm not
it is.
Kidding. Even my family. I don't talk to my own mother anymore lately because of this. It's crazy.
Well,
but I'm not giving up. I'm a patriot, thanks to you guys.
Well, good for you.
A lot of other
good
things.
For you.
But I heard
yeah, it does cut down on our number of friends when we start talking politics. I can testify that.
I know. And I really appreciate how you're talking about, you know, legalizing marijuana because states' rights, I thought Trump was going to support that against Big Pharma. And I believe the Second Amendment and, you know, marijuana tied in because it's freedom. It's going up against the Big Pharma, you know?
Yeah. And I've got some big news coming up that I was going to talk about. Idaho. I mean, Idaho is at it again, and this time they're actually out there talking about a plan to give people freedom of choice. And when we talk about health choices and so forth, talk about mandatory vaccines. That's going to play a big, big role in Italian elections. This is a global issue. All of these issues are global. I mean, the war on drugs came from the UN, but let's talk about the shooting at this moment. I'll get to that other news later.
Pete Santilli posted a video this morning of proof of a second shooter there in Florida, and there was an interview of a blonde girl, a senior, who knew the shooter, and she said she was walking down the stairs with him at one point and heard the shots coming from the other side of the building. And they asked her if she was scared, and she said no. She kind of knew the guy. But, I mean, that basically proves that maybe he was on meds, maybe there were people killed, but I believe there was a second shooter, just like Sandy Hook, you know. I think they're doing this all the time to us to try to scare us into, you know, giving up our guns.
Well, it's always a possibility. But, you know, the key thing is that, you know, we don't want to, I think, get distracted this early in the game with conspiracy theories. You know, it's always good to be skeptical of anything that the government tells us, but we don't want to reject out of hand that and start arguing over how many shooters there are when they want to take the guns out of our hands, I think, is the key issue here. And we got to argue that the compassionate approach is the Second Amendment. That's the reality here. Stay with us. Be right back. We'll take more calls coming up to Catherine. Thank you so much, Michael. We'll be going to Catherine in Missouri when we come back. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life.
Yeah.
Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're going to be going right to your calls, but I got to take a moment real quickly to tell you about a couple of sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. That's what keeps us independent, keeps us on the air. And we got some great specials. We really do appreciate your support, because that's the thing that funds our operation. We've talked about the last several days how Google is using censorship on ads that are served, and most of the ads in the everywhere are served on the internet or served through Google. They're blocking our site. They're blocking other conservative sites. Breitbart just got evidence that they were being blocked. So they block people from putting ads on your site, saying, oh, this is an awful site. You don't want to be there. So that shuts down that revenue. Then for us, even though we had these products on a site that had absolutely no news or politics, they found out who we were, and they would block these supplements that we sell, which have absolutely nothing to do. Whether or not Google agrees with our politics, it has nothing to do with our politics. So they would block us serving that. So we do appreciate you supporting us in this. And let me tell you about some of the sales that we have. We have CellForce, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. A couple of our newer products. We have our newest product, Icarin, at 50% off as an introductory price. Icarin is a formula to support your liver, your kidneys, to detoxify your body. It uses natural ingredients, but still powerful, a milk thistle extract. And Icarin is available at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. That's Carnivore and Floralife, two powerful digestive aids for an unprecedented 50% off. And again, Carnivore helps your digestion of meat, and we want you to eat meat. They got people out there who are trying to prohibit meat. That's the next thing that they want to do. They want to take your meat away. We want to help you digest your meat. We support that. So we got a product called Carnivore and Floralife, which helps you with good probiotics for your gut, helps your gut health. And so those two products together we put into a two-pack, 50% off of those, the deepest they've been discounted. All right, let's go to our callers right now. We've had Catherine hanging on for quite a while. Thank you for holding, Catherine, in Missouri. Go ahead.
Hi, David. Thank you for the call, and thank you for everything that you and InfoWars do to defend our republic.
Well, thank you.
I've got a couple of things that I would like to address. First off, I want to say I support police officers in every sense of the word.
But yeah, we've had quite a few of them assassinated in Chicago in just the last several days. Very high-ranking, I think it was a commander in Chicago that was shot. But I think there's been seven or eight of them in the last week that have been killed in Chicago. I mean, with all the gun deaths in Chicago and all the gun prohibition, that hasn't slowed that down, and now they're targeting police officers. Go ahead.
It's just despicable. I mean, I just can't believe the world. This is the United States. It's horrible. But, and I know I'm going to be slammed for this, but that's why I wanted to say how much I respect and appreciate our law enforcement. But they are not heroes. They chose that as their career. The hero is that football coach who literally put his body in front of his students and took those bullets. That's literally taking a bullet.
Mm-hmm. And let's not, wouldn't it have been better if he had had a weapon to defend his life, to defend the students, to stop the shooter? I mean, you can't take away, and I don't want to take anything away from the noble act where he shielded people with his body. And sometimes that's all you can do. But, at least let's equalize this somewhat and have an attempt to try to stop this. I think that would be the most important thing.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, David. And that was another point I wanted to say. They want to put metal detectors and they want to put armed guards in our schools. What about training the teachers?
That's the solution.
If any one of those teachers would have had a weapon, he would have been done. He wouldn't have had near the time to do the damage that he did. Is ask anyone, if you dig it up, you didn't see it or hear him on MSM, but anyone at that church, they said, all of us had guns. We left our guns in the car out of respect for the church.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
we started talking, Catherine, about the police officers who were shot in Chicago, assassination style. They were marked because they had a uniform. And so somebody can come up and do a sucker punch like that, and take somebody out with just assassinate them because they're marked in a uniform. That's why armed and trained and vetted teachers would be a far better defense than having uniformed security guards in a school environment. Because just like these other methods, they put up barriers and other things like that, a student who is there can figure out ways that he's going to get around that. This guy was at that school. He knew exactly how to flush people out. They'd gone through drills like that before. So, the best we can do, we're never going to have a perfect society, but the best we can do is to make sure that we can have, the Democrats, when they come to something, Catherine, don't they always want to say, well, we got to take away this freedom. We got to take away that freedom. Sometimes the answer is more freedom to respond to this type of stuff.
That's always the answer. That's always the answer.
That's
and
right.
the shooter himself, you're listening to you was the first time I heard that was an at-risk school. The only thing.
Well, I don't think that was an at-risk school. He was in an at-risk school. He was removed from that school and went to an at-risk school. But he was under medication, and that was buried a couple of pages back in the local Miami Herald story. They don't like to talk about that aspect of it, just like they don't like to talk about the fact that opioids are being prescribed by the medical system on people. They tend to push these things that are products of Big Pharma away, and they don't want to talk about those core problems.
Right. That's absolutely true. And they don't give you any other background on the shooter. I hate to say it, calling that. He is a human being. But, you know, they tell you, here's, somebody sitting behind a broadcast desk. Please don't take this personally. It's not you, MSM. And he's a psychiatrist. And right out of his mouth, he's a sociopath. Well, you're sitting behind a desk. You've never seen the young man.
Well, the reason they say that, Catherine, is because they've seen pictures of him on social media holding a gun. That makes you a sociopath, according to many people in the media. And it makes you an evil person if you're a member of the NRA. And yet it was the hero in the Sutherland Springs, the church shooting in Texas. He's an NRA guy, an NRA instructor. He had the same gun, but they want to demonize the gun. They want to demonize the NRA. And so there's a danger in that as well. There's a danger in, yes, the students knew this guy was a problem and they knew he was a problem. They removed him from that school. Perhaps more could have been done. I'm not sure about that. I think that, you know, there's a limit to how much you can do, because if you go overboard the other way, then you start locking up everybody that has a picture of themselves holding a gun. And we don't want to see that happen either.
Absolutely. And you're right. That's their goal. That's what they want to do. I mean, my goodness, the way that the representative, I can't even remember his name. It was just so despicable. I mean, to start that nonsense, I don't think it was an hour after this had started and they're going on with that narrative. Gun control.
That's right.
And I want to get back to that young man. What do we really know about him? We know his biological mother died when he was very young. His adopted father died when he was 6 years old. His mother just passed away 3.5 months ago. The school has had problems with him, yet he just falls off the radar. Like you said, the real hush-hush at what kind of medication he's on, how long he's been on it, and all the rest. But
he clearly had a lot of personal problems. He clearly had mental issues. But, of course, the solution, the easy solution, is to just give somebody a pill and to try to isolate them a little bit. And, again, that's like pouring gasoline on a fire to so many of these people, if we honestly look at this. But you made a very important point. We pointed out that a lot of these commentators, they look at a picture of him holding a gun and they instantly label him as a sociopath, just as we saw The View and all these other people telling us that Mike Pence, because he's a Christian, is mentally ill. Let's understand where these people are coming from. I've got a lot of people on the line. Thanks so much. It's a great call, Catherine. That's Catherine, Missouri. Let's go to Liz in Staten Island. Liz, go ahead.
Hi, David. I just wanted to say what a wonderful show you're having. You've really wakened a lot of people up. I'm addicted to your show. But
well, thank
you. Just wanted to share, you know, I do think this boy was definitely, you know, on some kind of pill and, you know, maybe part of the resistance, you know.
Well, we do know that he was on some kind of medication. I went to you very late. I didn't realize we were this close to break. If you can hang on through the break, we'll get right back to you, Liz, and we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
In Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We had to go to break just as I went to caller Liz in Staten Island, and she has held through the break. So I apologize, Lynn. We had to take a break right that moment. But you were talking about the fact that we know he was on meds. I mean, this has been reported by the Miami Herald. They talked to his sister-in-law. Her name is Kumbadovich, a former sister-in-law, who said he was on medication to deal with his emotional fragility. So you want to make a comment about that and other things? Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to share like a story about myself, because of these SSRIs that they give these children. They start from grammar school. I mean, your little son has a little, sitting still problem. The teachers are like, no, we have to put them on medication. And those medications, I mean, their brains are still growing, and they can't handle that. I mean, it's, some of the medications have like cocaine substance in it. And most of the children, like when it comes time to like, when they have a big test, like usually like in middle school and then in high school, they all, I would say about 90% of those kids are on something just to get through the test.
Oh, absolutely. And it's mostly boys, because the boys don't like to sit in a desk with a pen and put all their little things in a row. I mean, we homeschooled our kids. One of my sons, I mean, he would just like be popping around the whole time I'm talking to him and everything. And it's like, are you paying any attention at all? And I would ask him a question. He memorized all that stuff. But I'm telling you, if we made him sit still, he couldn't remember anything I told him. That's just the way that it is. Hey? He's perfectly fine. He's normal. We never put in. You're talking about the ADD medications that are very much like cocaine. They put them on the black market. They sell because it has an effect on kids. But we always want to go through and say, we're not going to do the hard thing of teaching discipline to kids. We're just going to give them a pill. And you give them a pill, many times it makes it worse.
Right. But a lot of times it's kind of forced down the parent. Because I'm just going to tell you a quick, because I know you have a lot of calls, but my daughter, she has a lot of, about 2 years ago, she had a lot of anxiety, right? And she's always was like, when I took her to the doctors, and right away, medication. I mean, they don't even talk to her. I remember one time I brought her to a psychiatrist because she was having a lot of stomach problems, because of anxiety. And she was in there no more than 5 minutes. She came out with three different medications. I said, no, you're not doing that. Anyway, yeah. she went to college, a local college, not even. Thank God it was a local college, right? Mm-hmm. And she went to the school and she goes, I have an anxiety issue, Right away, they started giving her samples of whatever kind. Anyway, turns out I still have the box. They gave her samples. I would never believe this in a college that they could do this, right? They were giving her samples of medication. So anyway, long story short, I saw the change in her personality. She stopped believing in God. She started hanging out with all these Justice Social Warrior kids, with the green hair and they want to be their girl, but they're a boy, whatever. And she started hanging out with them. She started being part of that. Anyway, she ran away from home. She did all this crazy stuff. She started being violent. She started hallucinating, all of this stuff. She went through, I can't begin to tell you what she put me through. All because of these SSRIs. And I tell her today, You know, I got her back. She wound up in the hospital because I think she was suicidal, because that's another, you know, you got violence.
Oh, yeah.
And she was only on it, David, for a very short amount of time. A short amount of time. When I tell you about 6 months.
It makes it worse. And then when you come off of it, that's when it gets really bad, when they try to get them off of these pills.
Well, she didn't want to get off of it. And what happened was she went to the school and they said, take a Klonopin, take the Zoloft, take this, take that. All these different medications they give them in school. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't know any of it. And let me tell you, David, I was going up to that college and I was telling my daughter's acting crazy. What's going on here? You know, they wound up calling security on me. I mean, and then, after the fact, she wound up going to the hospital. You know, she was there for 2 weeks. She came out, still violent, still, I can't believe, you know, I was actually afraid to be around my daughter. So she was like living somewhere else. And then finally she snapped out of it. She got off the drugs. And she wears a cross. She's religious. She stood away from all those crazy kids.
That's the solution. That's the solution. It's a spiritual issue. It's a personality issue. And you can't medicate that away. Thank you so much for your call, Liz. Sorry that happened.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I really wish we had had that last call as part of our radio broadcast. So many radio stations will play news at the top of the hour, but that was a very powerful call from Liz. Talking about her daughter and what happened to her daughter when the college school put her daughter on SSRIs. And we have to understand, as you can hear the what had happened, the tragedy that happened to her daughter. Now she's better. She's got her off of the drugs. But, of course, the drugs themselves do horrible things to you. And then the withdrawal symptoms from the drugs make it even worse. And it takes it's a long struggle to get out of that. But you have to understand that as these people try to demonize an AR-15. The real demon here, folks, is the pharmacia. Pharmacia. You know, it has so many mental effects on people. In the Bible, when you look at the term witchcraft, what is typically translated as witchcraft, it is pharmacia. Pharmacia. And that's what they would translate as witchcraft. It really does work witchcraft on you, on your kids. And so when we look at these situations, we have to understand that we don't want to enlarge other tragedies here by trying to just prescribe pills and not get to the root issue here. The root issue is a mental issue. It is a spiritual issue. First and foremost, a spiritual issue that we need to address here. So we're going to put that call up on our YouTube archives, Real News with David Knight. So any of you who are listening on radio, missed that, please check that out. It's a very powerful story from a mother who saw her daughter go through these drugs that are so liberally and easily prescribed for people by schools. And as she mentioned, you know, you go there, you say, what's going on with my daughter? Oh, we're going to threaten to have you arrested if you start to question what we do. We're not going to tell you what we do if you question what we do because of the changes that you see in your children. We'll arrest you. We've seen this happening in so many different ways, whether it is sex education or whether it's the drugs that they give out. We've got governor in Delaware saying that he's going to have a law passed where the school starting in kindergarten can start playing gender mind games with your kids. Of course, they're already handing out mind games with the pills and everything. They can start playing gender mind games with kids who don't have any idea what they're talking about. And tell them, you can pick whatever gender you want to be, whatever race you want to be, whatever race you want to be. You can change your name. We're not going to tell your parents. Your parents don't have anything to do with this. We own you. All right, let's go to Andrew in Arizona. Andrew, thanks for joining. Thanks for holding.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, oh, great intro song, by the way.
thank you.
All right, yeah. So the things that you're saying, I think are really important. The things that you said about it being a spiritual issue, because that's really what it is, and it's really about the assault on humanity, all of this stuff. And
let me interject here. You know, we have everybody. Oh, America's very, very unusual in this because they've got weapons and everything. But you know what? We had a society that was far, far. The American society has fewer people with guns now than at any time in our history. But we have the most violence, and so that's the spiritual issue that's there, right there.
Right, and the spiritual issue as well. The assault on humanity, where you know it's basically. Marriage is bad. Natural healing is bad. The roles of men and women that God gave us are bad. All of these things are bad. And protecting yourself is bad. And that's what they try to make it. That's what they try to make the Second Amendment issue. They try to make it a bad thing for you to protect yourself. And and just to say something about what you were talking about with Catherine, you know, training teachers and stuff like that. Well, I believe that everybody needs to be, basically everybody needs to train themselves. Everybody needs to take the time. We live in a pretty evil world. I mean, a very evil world. Everyone needs to take the time to learn how to protect themselves. And I'm a big supporter of concealed carry. And if everybody, if more responsible people were involved with or supported concealed carry. I mean, think about it. You have people in the area. You don't necessarily know that they have weapons. So what's the difference? You don't even know anyways. But your level of protection has just gone up because you are now surrounded by people who are armed, who are willing to protect you and themselves in case something like this happens. You know,
yeah, famous quote from Robert Heinlein, the science fiction writer. He said, an armed society is a polite society. And I don't know if he coined that. You know, he distilled it very closely. But, you know, there was a British officer who came to the U.S. during the American Civil War, Arthur Fremantle. He wrote a book called 3 Months in the Southern States. And he said, he went, came in Texas. I think it was in the Houston area, met Sam Houston. It was very interesting because he was just able at that time to just walk up and talk to people, even in the middle of a civil war. He's able to walk up and talk to all these generals and political leaders and everything. But one of the things that he observed was he said, everybody in the South is carrying a gun. And I've never seen such a polite society. And so, you know, Robert Heinlein distilled it when he wrote that in The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. But, that's the reality, is that people temper the way that they react to people. You know, we're talking about the Wild West. Well, in the Wild West, the only people that were shooting people were you had the gamblers, you had the bank robbers and the gunfighters and stuff like that. But for the most part, you didn't have anything like this. You didn't have somebody go in and start shooting up a church of innocent people, because those innocent people had weapons to protect themselves. And so we hear a lot about the gunfights. They were very rare. There wasn't a lot of violence in the Wild West. That's Hollywood's version of the Wild West. The Wild West was far, far, far safer than the society we live in now. And if you want to know what's making this society dangerous, take a look at the schools themselves. I mean, we're talking about how can we make the schools safe? Well, one of the things we can do to make the school safe is to stop teaching the stuff that they're doing, stop handing out the drugs that they're handing out to people. That would make the school safer. It would make our society safer.
Exactly, and that's the whole issue. The whole issue is that you're putting kids on basically meth, when they're 6 and 7 years old, you're putting them on Adderall, and which is basically chemical meth. And then when they get older, you're introducing them to antidepressants, you're introducing them to Xanax, to opioids whenever they feel pain. It's an assault on humanity. It's completely numbing down the entire society. And just to make one point about the mass shooting that happened, 2 points, actually. The first one is, I feel like we're never going to really hear anything about this again, unfortunately. It's just like all of these mass shootings that always occur. The media hops on it for 48 hours. They have their little trigger words, whatever. This time it was, the talking point was, report anything that you see, report anything you see on social media, anybody with a picture of a gun, blah, blah, blah. So that was their talking point.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, Vegas happened a few months ago. That was the largest mass shooting in our country's history, and we still know nothing about it. And
well, we know they're lying about them. A variety of things. The lies are just amazing. We've had people, many people who have never questioned any government official story, look at this Vegas shooting and say, this is nonsense. And, and so we know that much about it.
Right, exactly. I mean, the guy had an AR-15 propped up on a bipod, straddling his leg, and the picture where he was dead. I mean, how does that even happen? But the second point I just wanted to make was, if you were watching the news, I was watching Fox News and last night, and I did see footage when they were arresting or apprehending the suspect, and he was totally, I don't know if they drugged him out or if he was drugged out before, but they were propping him up when they were taking pictures of him. They drug him into the cart. He was completely out of it. I mean, I've never seen anything like that when they apprehend a suspect and he's just completely drugged out of it.
Well,
so that's
kind
of weird.
I think we're going to find some drugs here. But, of course, that's not going to be a thread that the mainstream media or the Democrat politicians or the Hollywood celebrities are going to want to talk anything at all about. Stay with us. We've got more phone calls. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results. So you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We tell you fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. Myco ZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. Myco ZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to our callers here. They've got a press conference that is beginning now by the officials there in that town. We're not going to go to that live because that can be a very low density event. Frequently, they take a very, very long time to get to the point. We will distill that for you and let you know what, if anything, of any substance they tell us about that. But we've had some callers, Josh in Colorado, Tom in Florida, who have been holding for more than 45 minutes, and we've got other callers back behind them. So I want to go to Josh in Colorado is the longest holding caller that we've got, so I want to go to him first. Go ahead, Josh.
Thanks for taking my call, David.
First, well, thank you for holding.
Your guys' products, X2, I love it, and I love the water filter. I can't drink any other water nowadays.
Me too. I got a water filter at home and an air filter, and yeah, I use the products all the time. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Well, first off, I want to say I think the psychologists are to blame and the psychiatrists. They've only caused problems in my life, and I feel like that it's the pill problem, like we've been talking about. We want to blame the guns always, but we never want to talk about giving people that are already disturbed in the first place psychological mind-altering drugs.
And they exacerbate the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like you were saying earlier, adding gas to the fire. And I happened with my mother and my stepmom, and my mother ended up killing herself over this stuff. I don't want to get into the details of it, but it's just these drugs are not meant for people who need help already. And
that's
I think the psychologists, they tried to get me on the Ritalin when I was in fifth grade. And that's what you're saying, meth.
It's
my dad
very, very common.
Psychologist to go blank himself, you know?
And good.
They did not like it. They thought my dad was an aggressive, bad person for not putting me on these drugs.
That's right. Because it makes it so much easier for them. You know, they got kids that are fidgety and so forth. So instead of my wife was a school teacher. She was a master at getting the kids to, you know, well, I've got this kid over here. Let me engage him in a different way or something like that. Right? No, they don't want to do that. Instead, let's just pop some pills out and they'll sit there like zombies and they won't be a problem for me. And I don't really care what happens to them down the road. That's the real attitude of the school bureaucracy.
Yeah, it's a real unfortunate thing. We're a hypocritical society. We say we're anti-drug, so we ban stuff that is like mushrooms or pot, but then we go and give them all this stuff that's been designed or drugged and give it to people, and it's pretty much the same chemical-altering stuff. So the real problem here is it's the drugs.
Yes, yes. Just like the opioid epidemic, right? We can't bring ourselves to do anything about that.
You know,
it's absolutely amazing.
You know how they tried to get my mother off of painkillers, the Vicodin, was to get her on OxyContin. I'm sure that was a great alternative.
Okay. I'm really sorry to hear about your mother-in-law, but you know, it's that's what we typically see, is these drugs driving people who already have emotional issues, driving them to commit suicide. When they kill other people, that's when
we
hear about it.
They're attacking the family. They're attacking the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, exactly. It's exactly what we see. And I'm looking at these statements here from people who knew him, who went to school with him. He used to have weird, random outbursts, cursing at teachers, said a student. He was a very troubled kid. And so what they do is they give him medicine to make him even more troubled.
Well, let's just hope that this wasn't a distraction, too, and a false flag. That's always a question. You know, did they do this to change the subject, which I'm sure they've been looking for.
Well, the other thing, too, is you know, whether or not it was a false flag is how they were going to use this. They will move on from this, just as we were talking about, hey, you don't hear anything about the largest shooting ever, or the one in Las Vegas, because it had so many problems. And they just take the body count, they add it to the list, and then you got people like Shepard Smith who will then go down this list and read out the body count at some point in the future. That's the way that they will use this. They'll move on. They have all that they want from this. They don't really want to think about this. They don't want to do anything that's going to be effective to stop more children from dying. Instead, they'll continue on with these same policies that they have in the schools. They won't do anything to change the way the security is operated. They won't do anything to change these drugs. They'll just use this as a body count to promote their agenda. Thank you so much for holding and calling, Josh. Let's go on to Tom in Florida, who's been holding on for quite a while. Thank you, Tom.
Hello.
Tom, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, thank you for holding.
You're welcome. Yeah, I heard about that school stuff too. But yeah, they're right. There's certain things we don't need. What we need, good people doing the right thing.
That's right.
And as far as needing a psychiatrist, here's one for you. When I was in school, they had me go to a psychiatrist when I was 5 years old. The doctor told my dad I was nuts, which kept him from getting sued. And then when the dad tried to fight to keep me in regular classes, they gave me my two brothers and my sister Deborah trouble in school to get me into special classes. And I don't think that's fair either.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that they're going to do what is the easiest thing for them to do. And what we found in the, you know, we had all the mind control experiments with drugs and everything that were run by the CIA and others. We had Big Pharmaceutical who was in it for the money. And by the 60s, it was kind of a social meme. Hey, take this pill to do that. Take that pill to do that. We have the recreational drug movement that came in, and then they came in with drug prohibition to hammer everybody with it. I mean, that's when all of this began. But we don't do the difficult thing. We don't do the difficult thing of working with somebody and addressing the core issues here. And, of course, this guy had some serious core issues. I mean, he may have had some mental issues in addition to his family, but as we've pointed out before, you know, his parents died. He was adopted. His adopted father died. His adopted mother just recently died. He was troubled even before that happened. So this is a guy who really didn't have anybody to mentor him or to discipline him. That's a big issue. And then they made all these matters worse probably by putting him on drugs to try to deal with this. And as we know where this happened, every time we see one of these shootings, you always find that if it's a genuine shooting, you've got somebody who has been put on some of these psychological mind-altering drugs. We call them murder-suicide pills. Any other comments you want to make, Tom?
Yes. Too bad we couldn't get good people to do good things.
Yeah, that's why I think if we vet teachers, and they are not marked with uniforms, but they are vetted, they're trained, and we constantly look at their background, they're not going to know who these teachers are that are carrying concealed. That's going to be, I think, the most effective way we have to protect people, whether they're in schools or whether they're in churches. You need to have some shepherds, some sheepdogs who are guarding the flock. And they don't necessarily need to be marked as such to be very effective. That's what we have seen in the past. Well, thank you so much for holding, Tom. Let's go to Josh in Oregon. Oh, well, actually, wait a second, Josh. We're going to get to you right after the break. Got a break that's coming up. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. misinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking calls about this shooting in Florida and what is being said about it immediately. We have Democrat Senator Blumenthal saying excuses for failing to move forward on gun control make Congress complicit in these deaths. So you accept his solution, quote-unquote, even if it's going to make things worse, or you are complicit in this. Well, I would ask Blumenthal if he thinks Big Pharma is complicit in any of this. Are they complicit in the murder-suicide pills that they sell? Are they complicit in the opioid crisis? If Blumenthal doesn't have anything to say about that, perhaps he's complicit as well. And then we have Marco Rubio saying, well, you should know the facts about this before you start claiming that a law could have prevented it. He's absolutely right. And we're going to have a clip from Don Lemon in just a moment. But we got some people who've been holding to comment on this. Let's go to Josh in Oregon. Thank you for holding, Josh.
Hi. Thank you, David. Thanks for taking my call. So we know that Devin Kelly, the Texas church killer, he actually escaped a mental health facility, and was a domestic assault that was not registered by the Air Force, not given to the FBI, and that would have actually probably prevented him from being able to get the weapon that he murdered people with. We find out now that the military actually quietly, after this that happened, they added 4,000 people, veterans, to their to the gun ban list.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
The question, how many more people are flying under the radar like that?
That's right. You know, we look at a situation like this, as correctly pointed out, this was the government. He was doing these things as he was working for the government, his employer, and they failed to report this. I mean, this is a guy that they should have locked up instead of just, you know, letting him go loose, and they didn't tell anybody about what he had done. So he was allowed to legally buy stuff. So when we look at this, it's just like what Marco Rubio just said. Maybe we need to know a little bit more about this before we start coming out with laws to say how we're going to fix this, because we can look at background checks, but if you don't put the information in when you know these people have been violent and committing crimes and threatening, you know, he was in a mental institution. He had threatened people on the base with violence, and he had a long history, as you point out, of abuse against his family and other issues, all these things, if we would have put the information in. So even when we have those types of controls, even when we have metal detectors at schools, you're still going to have these types of issues. And as I pointed out earlier in the program, this is, in terms of an armed society, this is nothing at all like what we've had throughout most of America's history. We had a far greater percentage of people who had firearms, and if you want to talk about the Wild West, well, there was a few people in the Wild West that, and it was highly publicized, but it was not typical. It was, for the most part, far, far, far safer than it is today. And we used to have a situation where you could go on an airplane back in the 60s. If you're going on a hunting trip, you could take your rifle on with you onto the airplane, and you could just put it in the coat closet that they had there. Why didn't we have that kind of stuff? There's other issues that are involved here that they don't want to address, and we cannot allow them to destroy the Second Amendment. There's so few constitutional protections that we have left of our liberties, of the Bill of Rights, and we're not going to surrender any more of the Second Amendment. We've surrendered a great deal of it, letting them turn it into a privilege. We're not going to do any more of that. We're going to take some of that back. Other comments, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know Senator Chris Murphy came out and called what's happening in America unparalleled. But I would like to refer him to the Washington Post, of all places, which wrote an article that was talking about how the government statistics in Mexico showed that 1,180 children under the age of 17 were killed in 2009, and half of them were killed from gun violence. And this is a country that has quite strict gun laws. And also, we know that 20% of the national rise in homicides from 2015 to 2016 came from Chicago. The national rise, 20% of it came from Chicago.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking about that earlier. The very place where they have some of the strictest gun control laws. And what are they doing? They're shooting, they're having assassinations of police officers on nearly a daily basis in Chicago. And when you look at where the gun violence is concentrated, it typically aligns with the places that have the most gun control. For example, schools, right? They're gun-free zones. And so we don't allow good people with guns to carry them, teachers, in schools. And so they become a victim killing zone, don't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at mass shootings, they almost always happen in gun-free zones. And when you look at the actual mass shootings, they account for something like less than 1% of the actual gun homicides that occur in the United States. The vast majority of gun homicides that occur, or gun related deaths rather, that occur in the United States are suicides by far.
Yes, far. And it's again, it comes back to the people as well. You know, one of the comments I had here, and I was looking for the article, I can't find it here on my desk. But there was a guy who was the coach of the Golden State Warriors. It looked like it was a picture of him standing like in a basketball. Is that a basketball team, guys? I don't follow sports. Okay, and is that a professional or a college? What's that? NBA. Okay, so he's a professional basketball coach, and he was out there saying, Trump's wall, we can't have that. But they just found massive caches of weapons, AK-47s, shoulder-fired rockets, and all this kind, right at the border. And we've got these drug cartels. We've got a war that's going on, and again, it's a drug war. And it's the UN's drug war, but we have pushed that drug war. That has caused more deaths. It's more violent than what's going on even in Afghanistan. That's right there on our border. That's why I've said the president shouldn't wait to get any authorization for a wall from Congress. He ought to stick it in the NDAA. That's where they stick things like indefinite detention without trial by the military. So stick a border wall in there, because if you're not going to defend the border, what do we have a defense department for? Go back to calling it the War Department, which is what they used to call it. That's a bit more honest, because all they want to do now is have wars. They don't want to defend the United States. They could bring troops home, stand them at the border till we get the wall built, pay for the wall out of the defense budget. That's really what they ought to do. But we've got a real war going on in Mexico. 30,000 people killed in the last year or so. And that's probably not the real number that's killed. It's probably a small number, the actual deaths that reported there. But I mean, we've got a real thing. And so he's criticizing President Trump. He goes, stop your phony wall. That's not going to protect anybody. You got to have gun control. It's like, wow. So, I may not know anything about basketball or the Golden State Warriors, but I know this guy knows nothing about what's going on in the real world. Any other comments you want to make, Josh? I've got other people on the line I wanted to get to.
Yeah, one last comment. So, okay, mm-hmm. So it's funny how the Democrats always talk about common sense gun control, and these are the people who have no common sense when it comes to guns. And you don't have to look any further than the USA Today piece that was put out after the Vegas shooting, where they actually talked about a chainsaw bayonet as being a possibility. I mean, just absurd. You know?
I remember that. That became a social media meme, the chainsaw bayonet that you could put on an AK-4 or on an AR-15. Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect point. Thank you for holding, Josh. I found the article here. AK-47 rifles, Claymore mines, grenade launchers discovered on the Mexico border.
According to
exclusive information provided to Breitbart, Texas via the Mexican Army, soldiers found a series of weapon caches that had been buried, leading to the arrest of three suspects. Soldiers unearthed two Claymores, a grenade launcher, two Barrett 50 caliber rifles. I mean, these are things that can shoot through railroad ties, the steel part of the railroads. Rails, not the railroad ties, the steel rails. 17 AK-47 rifles. Oh, would those be like military-style rifles? Yeah. Ballistic plates, ammunition, and magazines. It's been reported that the Gulf Cartel and other Mexican organized crime units have used Russian-made assault rifles and RPGs in past battles. And so then you get this idiot basketball coach. Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr, or Carr, called out politicians and the National Rifle Association and the president, President Trump. So you want to build a wall? He goes, we got real safety issues here. We got to stop the NRA. We got to stop Trump. Not let him build some stupid wall for billions of dollars that has nothing to do with our safety. Yeah, pay no attention to the 50 cal rifles and the RPG grenades and the tens of thousands of people who died.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Here in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And we have some great sales. We really do appreciate your support, and we offer deep discounts from time to time on some of our newest products and some of our most popular products. We've got Carnivore and FloraLife now together in a daily digestive pack. That combo is now 50% off. That's the most we've ever discounted. Carnivore and FloraLife, a great way to aid your digestion and your gut health. We also have CellForce, 50% off, and the Real Red Pill, 50% off. And our newest product, Icarin, a great way to support your liver, your kidneys, and to detoxify your body. It uses a powerful formula that's fueled by milk thistle extract. Icarin is now available at 50% off for a limited time only. So check out the products that we have, the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. As I said, I'm going to go back to our callers, but real quickly, I just wanted to play a quick comment from Don Lemon, who is talking about gun control, but if you don't agree with him, he wants you to shut up. Here's Don Lemon from CNN.
Any of the information, any of the studies, anything that's done about this, the only common denominator that separates us from the rest of the, I mean, we are, the rest of the world is here, and we are off the charts when it comes to this type of violence. And the only common
link is
the number of guns that Americans are allowed to have. And listen, I don't, you can save it. People who are saying, oh, you know, it's not the time to talk about guns or whatever. Yes, it is. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. It absolutely
You don't
is.
Get your free speech.
Again,
Shut
anyone
up.
With any sense knows that this is the one common denominator that America has, the sickness that we have these sorts of things, is having this much access to guns from people, especially for people
who
should
not have access.
So don't tell me that it's not time to talk about it. You talk to
it's not time to talk about your sponsors, is it, Don?
They'll tell you, it's time to talk about it. My loved one would be here, if this shooter did not have access to an assault-style rifle. And then also, Wes, for people who are saying, well, Don, it's a rifle. Of course, it's different than a handgun because it's a rifle. We should be able to buy a rifle at any age. That makes absolutely no sense. What is the logic behind that?
Well, the logic behind that is that when we look at the church shooting in Texas, it was a good guy with exactly the same gun who took down a bad guy with an AR-15. Good guy with an AR-15 took down a bad guy with an AR-15 who was wearing body armor even. And he was an NRA member, Don. You know, you want to take away our ability to communicate. You want to just say, shut up. You're CNN, and so you can talk. Nobody else can talk. You want to take away our ability to shoot. And you're going to be taking away our ability to move around as well. That's total military control, folks. That's what the military always wants to do when they take over a country. You control the way people move, communicate, and shoot. And that's the next thing they're going to be coming for. And say, well, too many people are dying with those cars. Got to take those steering wheels and brake pedals and accelerators away from you. Got to take your car away from you. Going to put you in some government transportation. We'll tell you when and where you can go and how much you're going to pay. And we're going to keep you safe, just like we keep you safe here, just like we keep you safe in Washington, D.C., or in Baltimore, Maryland, or in Chicago. Well, we don't have anybody being killed in those high gun control areas, do we? And you know what else is unique about America, Don? We've never had a Mao, a Stalin, or a Hitler kill tens of millions of people here. You want to know why that is? It's because of the Second Amendment. It's because of the Second Amendment. You know, it's just all they needed in the Warsaw Uprising, as the Nazis concentrated the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. What'd they do? Well, they got a hammer. They used that to get a pistol or two from German guards. Then they used that as leverage to get some more weapons. And they were able to hold off and hold back a panzer division and tie them up for a very long time. And the only thing they could do was just burn down the city. Burn down the city on April 19th. I've had many people argue with me and they say, well, you say that this is a check against government power. Look at how powerful our military is, or how powerful our government is. You can never hold them off. Well, Warsaw Ghetto. Look and see what happened there. You had the most powerful military in the world, very, very powerful, held off with few people who got small arms in an urban setting. So, it is a very powerful deterrent to people like Hitler and Stalin and Mao, and we're going to keep that deterrent. And we're going to keep our First Amendment as well. You're not going to shut us up, Don. I know you'd like to, but we're going to keep making those facts plain to people. And I know you don't want to talk about the real root cause, CNN. Your sponsors, your big pharma sponsors who are pushing these drugs like opioids and SSRIs, the suicide murder pills. You don't want to talk about that. Yeah, that was when Alex went on to talk to Piers Morgan. As soon as he got onto that, that led him go back and forth and argue and rant with Piers Morgan. But boy, when he brought up the pharmaceutical side of that, boom, you're out of here. You're out of here. Get him off the set. Let's go to commercial break and we'll get Alex off of the set here. That's the way to handle it. All right, let's go back to our callers. Tony in New Jersey, thank you for holding.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Doing good.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about your point on the antidepressants and the violence. Do you think that has to do with the effect of those chemicals on the teenage brain? Because I would assume that a much larger percentage of the population that we would guess is probably on these medications, and we don't really see violence like this perpetrated in the streets and in society for the most part. Do you think it's the effect of those chemicals on the teenage brain?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, those chemicals have effect on adult brains as well. So certainly a brain that's in development probably is affected by that more so. But I mean, just think about the fact that, you know, what are you going to do? You got your kids, you want to, don't give them sugar. It's going to affect their behavior, right? You know, look at the way just ordinary foods can affect your behavior. They can make you tired. They can make you sleepy. They can make you agitated, coffee, whatever. So we know that food does that. What do you think these concentrated pharmaceuticals do, and why are we giving them in such great numbers to our kids, especially the kids who are most troubled? It's because it's the easiest thing to do for the government workers there who are in the schools, and because it is so profitable for the big pharmaceutical industries, and the media covers up for it like CNN does because they're their sponsors. I mean, it's a perfect storm when you take a look at it.
Yep. I wanted to also say that I think the preponderance of violent video games.
Yes.
You walk into a video store, and I mean, it's like all you see is war games, and I mean, it's all violent. They're all. It seems like every game is a violent game, and I think it's desensitizing kids to violence.
You're right. You know, as I've said a couple of times here, we have had most of our history. We've had far greater percentage of gun ownership than we have now. And in those days, you know, back in the day, we would have people that would use these guns to shoot, or they'd live on a farm and they would, you know, raise the animals and humanely kill them, or they would go hunting or whatever. They realized what the consequences were of a gun. They realized you pull that trigger, you're not getting that bullet back. And they saw death and suffering, even when it was for a purpose. Today, we have movies that make a fetish out of guns. They make a fetish out of violence. We have video games where they see that they can just shoot. First person has no consequences. No consequences for them if something happens to them. Hey, I got another life, or I'll just start the game over again. So today, what we're doing is we're fetishizing this, and we're showing that it has no consequences, and we're promoting the violence. And that's why we're seeing the violence now, because we've had the tools and we've used the tools responsibly as a society in the past, but we don't do that anymore. Today, we're focused on the violence, and that's being marketed to us again by these same media figures.
I agree. And I mean, with gun control, it seems like putting restrictions or more restrictions on obtaining a gun legally is really like a Band-Aid, because if a nut job wants to get a gun, he's going to get it illegally anyway. So, I mean,
that's right.
It's really not.
Well, let me just talk about prohibition here. We had alcohol prohibition. We did it constitutionally. We passed a constitutional amendment because everybody in America, even the congressmen, recognized that there was no right to prohibit anything given to the federal government. So they passed the 18th Amendment and gave themselves the right. Then later on, they took that away again for alcohol. We have the war on drugs, which they never had any constitutional authority for, because we don't have an equivalent of the 18th Amendment for pot or any of these other things. Now everything is prohibited unless they expressly permit it. But what have we seen in these two experiments on prohibition? With alcohol prohibition, we saw the creation of organized crime, very dangerous drugs. We had a Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago, I think, because of the alcohol prohibition, just like we had this Valentine's Day massacre yesterday. And we have had 40-some-odd years of the other prohibition, the illegal, unconstitutional one, and we've seen violence increase, we've seen drug use increase, and we've seen the concentration of it increase. We've seen more dangerous forms in both of these prohibitions of what we tried to prohibit. What do you think is going to happen when they prohibit guns? They're going to be more concentrated in form, they're going to be more dangerous in form, and only the criminals will be able to get them. And they'll be able to get them very easily. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal, and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to our calls in just a moment. We got an article here from the Daily Caller. Conservative actor Adam Baldwin pushed back against Nancy Pelosi and others because we've got people, I've mentioned Kim Kardashian, other Democrats out there pushing gun control. We got Mark Ruffalo, Nancy Sinatra, Chelsea Handler are going to lecture us and Donald Trump and Republicans and the NRA about our rights to own guns. Pelosi tweeted out, hashtag enough is enough. Too many of these instances take place across the country. You know, like places like where she lives, places like that are under Democrat control, as I mentioned, you know, Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. As leaders, we have a moral obligation to prevent them and to protect our communities, and we need more than thoughts and prayers. So they don't want thoughts and prayers. They want gun control. I talked about how yesterday, the last couple of days, we've had this same crowd pushing the idea that Christians are mentally ill. So no prayers, please, no prayers for anybody. No sympathy for anybody. And no effective means here. So Adam Baldwin comes out and he says, Nancy Pelosi again demanding gun control. Again, the shooter was stopped by people with firearms. And he went on to say, schools need armed security and volunteer staff members with concealed carry. He's exactly right. The volunteer staff members with concealed carry, vetted and continually watched on their background, that is going to be your most effective thing. Again, the way you fight this type of thing is not by taking away people's freedom, but by giving people, giving good people the freedom to do something about it. Let's not forget how the media covered up the Texas church shooting in Sutherland Springs. They would not talk about the fact that the guy who stopped it had the same rifle that they were trying to demonize, that they're trying to demonize again here. I read that to you in the first hour, all the different headlines from that particular story. And we broke that information here on this program, talking to Mark Collins, a former pastor who was there, who knew the shooter. And he broke that information here. And then we have this from Yvette Nicole Brown. I had to have the guys look at this. I don't have no idea who this. This is an actress, so I guess we should pay attention to what she says because she's an actress and she knows. Another school shooting, this time in Florida. A white male is the gunman. Yeah, I actually saw people putting this out and say, oh, look, there's a white male doing this and a picture of Sam Hyde. Anyway, she says, bet it's still not time to talk about hashtag gun control. And it's like, well, you don't have a solution, do you? Your gun control solution is not a solution. All right, let's go to some of our callers. We've got about 2 minutes left, and if we don't get through with this, we can hold you through the break. Arthur in Illinois, thank you for holding.
Hello.
Hey, Arthur.
Hey, yeah, I just want to call in and see if y'all caught on to this, because I don't know if anybody's talked about it or not, but I was watching Fox News this morning. It was either at 8:25 or 9:25 Central, mm-hmm. and they was doing an interview with Will
with
Gilroy.
Who?
Will Gilroy, a student from mm-hmm. the school there.
And okay, I didn't see that.
He said something very interesting about, he was told about a week before or something that they was going to have an active shooter drill there.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I didn't know if y'all caught on that or went and looked that up. That happened this morning. I thought maybe I mentioned that to you.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
And one other thing I had in mind about the border and all that. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if Trump decided that since we need to build our military up, let's build some military training bases down along there and fill those border towns up with military and military police.
I've been saying that for the last several days. I said, you know, that is an existential threat to the United States. Build the wall out of the military budget, bring troops home, and put them all across the border patrolling there until we can get the border built. I think that's an excellent idea, and I think that's really something that we should do. Yeah, there's going to be active shooter drills that are going to be happening a lot. I mean, sometimes that is, we've seen that with 9/11. We saw that with the July 7th situations in the UK. Exactly the same scenario going on at exactly the same time. So that's one of the things that gives it away. But let's stay focused on what they're trying to
fuel
do.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking calls. If you want to join the program and talk about the shooting in Florida, what you think the solution is, you can call in to 888-201-2244. That number again is 888-201-2244. We've got Ann in Arizona who's been holding for a while. Go ahead, Ann. Thank you for holding.
Hello.
Hi.
I just had someone call and tell me I should call in. I'm the first one who ever did a show with Alex on the SSRI antidepressants.
Oh, good.
I've specialized in them for 30 years, been testifying in the cases since 1992, and worked nearly every school shooting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And these drugs will cause them faster than anything. I've found only two who were not on these medications.
You said you found only two that were not, two shooters that were not on these meds?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I haven't been able to verify.
Tell us a little bit about what typically happens to, of course, it's prescribed for people like this guy who have emotional issues. What does it do? I know that it exacerbates it, but tell everybody exactly what you have seen.
Probably the easiest way to explain it is these drugs work like PCP. The PCP was put out as a dissociative anesthetic. Most people don't realize it was on the market for 7 years before judges and law enforcement moved to have the drug removed from the market. The AMA could have cared less, but.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, like opioids. They don't care. Yeah.
Right, exactly. But PCP was put out as a dissociative anesthetic, which means it knocks the brain out, but the body can continue to move.
Hmm.
And so what these drugs do is they produce horrifying nightmares and then sleepwalk, where you can actually act out what you're dreaming.
Wow.
But this kid had been on them for years.
Yes, yes.
And his mother died in November, which means the doctor probably adjusted his dose. I would imagine he increased it. It wouldn't matter whether you increase or decrease. The FDA has warned that when you abruptly change the dose of an antidepressant, you can produce suicide, hostility, or psychosis.
Yes, yes. And so you're pointing out that it's not just withdrawal, somebody reducing it or going cold turkey, that we know that has massive effects on people, but just changing the dosage, slightly going up or slightly going down, initiates that, right?
It's too much of a shock to the body, and you go into, like, mild seizure activity within the brain itself. And so you can act out anything, any delusion. Apparently he was even writing about being part of some group, Antifa or something. I don't know. But they do that all the time. They have for the 30 years that I've looked into these. They join white supremacist groups. They join all kinds of different really weird things. They join motorcycle gangs. They do anything that's just bizarre and out of character for them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll run away from home. They do leave their churches. They can't feel God anymore. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you remember the 14-year-old girl that did the school shooting in Pennsylvania back in the 2000s, I called her attorney right after it happened, and I said, you need to look for these drugs because they're behind nearly every school shooting.
That's right.
And, of course, I knew he was bombarded with reporters right then, so I didn't expect a whole lot. I just wanted to put the thought in his mind. And he just said, okay, and I said, I'll let you go. Well, that weekend, Connie Chung interviewed her on 2020, and she said, I don't understand, because this happened at a Catholic school. And she said, how do you go from having Mother Teresa as your hero and idol in life and wanting to become a nun to shooting your best friend at school? And the girl thought for just a minute, and she said, well, I just couldn't feel God anymore.
Mm.
I said, bingo. So I called the attorney the next morning, and I said, I have no doubt that your client was on these drugs, and this is why.
And we just heard the same thing from Liz in Staten Island in the last hour, talking about the massive changes, the complete personality changes in her daughter, who was in college at the time, after they put her on some of these drugs without the mother's knowledge when she went away to college.
And they do that. They'll target those kids like crazy because they know they don't have any family support because they're out of the home for the first time. Great
yes.
time to grab them, get them hooked on these drugs. They've got a customer for life.
Well, the amazing thing is, look at what we've just found out in the last couple of weeks. All of these cases about Tamiflu, for example, not a drug that was designed to mess with somebody's mind like these SSRIs were, but nevertheless producing some of the same symptoms of hallucinations, of nightmare, of sleepwalking, of attempted suicide from toddlers up to teenagers and the parents stopping it. Because we've seen a lot of this manifesting itself as a lot of people diagnose with flu and they say, well, take the Tamiflu. It will minimize the amount of time that your kid is sick. And then we've seen these kind of mental issues just from Tamiflu. But we're talking about stuff that was designed to mess with your mind, these SSRIs.
I have no doubt after studying these as long as I have and writing about them that they were ordered by the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because what happened was
Well, that's why they started doing all the studies on drugs and affecting minds. I mean, they created LSD, and it was their design to, it was a very crude form of mind control and manipulation to do it chemically. Now they're getting far more sophisticated in it. They're not, but all this stuff is still out there and affecting society.
Yeah, LSD was their drug of choice. In fact, they took 80% of their initial budget, put it in a brown paper bag, and sent two agents to Sandoz Pharmaceutical in Switzerland to buy up all the LSD that they had. When they got there, they found out they only had a couple of ounces because they were growing it from ergot fungus. And they said, well, we need a lot more than that if we're going to use it for a mind control drug. So they came back to the U.S., went straight to Eli Lilly, and said, we need a synthetic version of this drug so that we can use it for mind control. We've got to do all these projects and see how well it works for mind control.
Yeah.
So Lilly offered to deliver it by the truckload. And then when Congress pulled the drug and they banned it, reporters went to the CIA and they said, well, what are you going to do now that you don't have LSD. What are you going to do? They said, we'll look to the pharmaceutical companies to see what they come up with in the way of a drug used for psychoanalysis that we can use for mind control. Mm-hmm. They may as well put up a big neon sign, hey, you want a big government contract? Give us a new drug. And who comes out with the next one? Good old Eli Lilly. All over again. Prozac. Wow. Their game. Wow. It's just so obvious because these drugs, the way LSD works and PCP as well to produce hallucinations is they mimic serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
What has the world been told about serotonin? You need to increase it in the brain.
That's right.
And you're going to get LSD and PCP effects.
And that's what SSRIs are, serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And that's the essence of what this is. Boy, spot on call. Thank you so much. And in Arizona, thank you so much for giving us that information. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Myco ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. Myco ZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. Myco ZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Oh.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking calls. We had a great call in the last segment. I wanted to get Ann's phone number so we could set up a time when we don't have a lot of people stacked up here on the list to talk to her at greater length, because she's been studying this for 25 years. She said she's looked at all these different shootings. She's only found two cases where the people were not on SSRIs when you get down to it. So, Ann, if you want to give us your number, if you want to call in and leave your number, we'll get you on sometime where we can talk at greater length about this. But right now, let's go to Keith in Florida. Keith, thank you for holding.
Hey, not a problem, Dave. First time caller, long time listener.
Well, thank you.
First, I'd like to express my aggravation with these Dems and these pundits about guns. And it seems always to be an AR. My theory is, I mean, if you took all the humans off the planet and just left the guns, I guarantee you none of these guns are going to kill themselves or start war. I'm sure
that's
they'll live in peace, you know. But if
that's
you take all the guns off the world, put the humans back in with no guns, nobody, we're still going to find ways to kill one another. It's human nature. And
that's
what
right.
really bothers me is these Dems, you got opioids and prescription drugs handed out left and right that are killing and doing more harm, and nobody's griping about that.
That's right, because they're sponsoring the mainstream media. They're the biggest news sponsor of CNN or Fox, you name it. All these people, every other commercial is a drug commercial.
Yep, and the NRA ain't because. And I also have a question about your products. I had diverticulosis. I got problems. And I used to take your your probiotics. Beautiful. Oh, my God, the stuff works so well. But I can't buy it no more because I live here in Florida, and I go on the website. And when you fill in all the information, when it comes to the state, there's no Florida state in the drop-down box, and you can't type it in. And I really
want
to get my hands on those probiotics again. They work so well. I haven't had an issue, a situation where I had to go to the hospital since I was taking them.
Have you tried FloorLife? Because we got a special on right now with FloorLife. It's a combo pack with carnivore and FloorLife, 50% off.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of different products. I like them all, but when I go on the website to the store, and when you're filling out your address for shipping, and you scroll down to the states, there's no Florida in there.
Is that only for the probiotic product that you used to get, or is it for any product that
all
you have a problem?
Because once I was ordering a bunch of different things, and you can't type in the state yourself. You have to use the drop-down box, and there's no Florida in there. I really would like to get my hands on that product again.
Well, I have to figure out what's going on. I don't think there's anything other. It's probably some kind of a website issue because there's no embargo on probiotics in Florida. There's no problem with that. So I'll pass that on to them. Thank you for pointing that out. That's very strange, but, yeah, we'll get that fixed so you can get some probiotics because, yeah, this stuff really does work. I mean, I use it all the time. And like I was saying the other day, it's been very rare that I've gotten flu or gotten sick since I've started taking InfoWars products. I take quite a few of them and, just building up my immune system. I mean, that's the key thing, just building up your immune system. My wife was sick and, my daughter, I'm getting them to, be as diligent on taking this stuff as I am, but it's made a big difference in my health. And so we'll make sure we get that fixed on the website so that you can order products in Florida. I had no idea that was happening. Thank you for letting us know, Keith. Let's go to Rich in Texas. Rich, thank you for holding.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
A couple of things I wanted to bring up right quick. One is on gun control. Yeah, there ought to be gun control. The first time I see an AR-15 or a machine gun or a shotgun walking down the street with legs and everything, I think I'll call a cop, too. The second thing is, like David Clark, sheriff from Milwaukee, says, they can't be everywhere every time.
Exactly.
They are first responders. They don't get there before they get there after.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is people don't realize history. In 1916, the Dick Act was invoked that created the National Guard. It did not dissolve the militias of the states.
That's right.
They are.
I had a kid who was a very bright kid who worked for me for a while in a retail store. We had some young kids, and he was a salutatorian, number two in his class. And he argued with me for a great deal of time that he had been taught in school that the National Guard was the militia, and so therefore individuals should not have. It's like, no, you don't understand anything about history if you think that. You got to go back and, I mean, just, you know, go back and read the tales of, what's the Natty Bumpo? What was that? Deer stalker and stuff. Where they talk about the tension between the militia and the military at the time of the Revolutionary War. Last of the Mohicans. That's what I'm trying to think of. But anyway, you go back and you look at that, and it was a very, they understood the militia was everybody from 16 to 60 is what they said. And they were looking for citizens to protect the country. They did not want to have a permanent standing professional army. That's what had given them perpetual eternal war. As European states, they didn't want that here in America. And that's what's given us perpetual eternal war is by setting up a professional permanent standing military here in the United States.
Well, the other thing, too, is in 1960s, before I reenlisted in the Air Force, I went down and took a test for the local police department. Back then, they wanted police officers to have at least a year of criminal justice in their background. Today, it seems like they're taking anybody fresh out of preschool. They don't.
Well, they've changed the curriculum, and they've done it in the last couple of years. Remember when they shot that homeless man? It was in New Mexico. And he was up in that, they argued with him for a while and, you know, he wouldn't come toward him. They wound up shooting him. It was all captured on the body camera footage and it was a big deal. Well, they had the guy who had been an instructor at the state police academy said they have changed our curriculum. It is a shoot first curriculum. I will not teach that anymore. So they've changed under pressure from the federal government. They've changed the way that they train police officers to tell them to shoot first. And in many cases just keep shooting until they're out of bullets. We don't see that in other police departments. Remember when they had the it was from a Scandinavian country. They had some guys that were on a subway in New York, and there was somebody who was creating a lot of problems, getting violent with people, and they just subdued him with their bare hands and just kind of set on him. I mean, you know, they were fine with that. They had trained them to be able to do that type of thing.
Yeah, they don't teach them law. They don't care about that because they have qualified immunity.
You're right.
Which means they can do whatever they want. As long as the union backs them up, they get off. You have to go to a federal court and sue them for civil rights violations, the only way that you can actually get to a police officer. Otherwise, you can't can't do anything about it, and they just keep on. They'll may even get a 10 or 20 day paid vacation.
There has to be some changes. There has to be some changes in the way that they're changed, and there has to be some accountability. You're absolutely right about that. Sheriff Clark has been very honest with people, saying we'll do what we can to get there, but you're the first responder, and you need to be trained and responsible. We'll help you to do that so that you can protect yourself until we get there. Thank you for holding, Rich. We've got President Trump, who has just started talking about this disaster. We got a quick break, and then we're going to be right back with President Trump's comments. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others.
others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to our callers. We just had President Trump come on and offer his, come on live and offer his condolences to families. You can bet that if this is Hillary Clinton as president, she would have already drawn up, her legislative list of prohibitions. So we can be very grateful that Hillary Clinton is not there, because we want to see better security. We want to see our children protected. We don't want to see people shot up in schools and churches, but taking away the guns from the people who can protect us is not the right answer. It's no more of an answer to take away guns from law-abiding, responsible citizens to think that's going to protect us than to say, well, we're going to disarm the police now. Because we've had shootings in these schools, so we're going to take away the guns from the police. No. What you do is you get more people who are responsible with guns out there to protect themselves. And as we had Sheriff Clark, the last caller, remark about that, you know, Sheriff Clark used to be for gun control. And then he went to Maine or Vermont or something, and he was in a rural area. And he saw all these people who had guns, and he said, yeah, everybody was armed here. You know, he'd been in an inner city where they'd had gun control, and the conventional wisdom was you got to take away the guns from people or we're going to have lots of violence. And they had lots of violence. And then he went to an area that was far more peaceful and very, very heavily armed because it was a rural area, and it was an awakening for him. And then when he went back to a city, he said, I've learned something here, and we need to learn something about this. We've had... Again, we talk about this every time. It's the areas where they have taken away the guns, we have the most crime. Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, schools. And so we need to have teachers who are vetted, checked, trained, and not marked. That's your best solution, just as it is in churches and so forth. Let's go back to our callers. We've got Max in New York who's been holding. Thank you for holding, Max.
Yes.
Max.
David?
Hey. Yes.
Yeah, so I think I'm close to you in age, and when we were young, we didn't see a lot of this. And one of the major differences is back then, people that were dangerous to themselves and others were institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
They closed all these institutions back in the late 70s, mm-hmm. And
that's why you had this explosion of homeless people. They talked about and blamed it on Reagan. They had pushed people out of the institutions and onto the streets.
Exactly. And so now what they do, instead of institutionalizing them, they give them the drugs that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And just walk down the street of a major city and you'll see people that are definitely dangerous to themselves because they're abusing themselves at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one of the major differences of what we're seeing here. I mean, we had guns back then when we were young. I lived in a rural area and I grew up with guns, so it wasn't anything to be afraid of. It was a thing that you learned that was a tool.
That's right. And you saw the consequences of it, and people were taught to use them in a responsible way rather than, as I pointed out before, to fetishize it as the movies do or as the video games do to show that there are no consequences in it. But I think that, along with the drugs, I don't think we can ignore the effect of these mind-altering drugs, the SSRIs. They have a huge effect on this. As I was saying earlier, just look at the situations we've had with Tamiflu. That's not designed to mess with your mind. The SSRIs are, but we've still seen some of these same side effects with Tamiflu. And so when you've got a drug that was specifically designed to influence your mind. And we know because we've seen this over and over again. As a lady who was calling in earlier said, over the last 25 years, she's pointed that she's done a study of this, and there's only two of these cases where they were not on these drugs. That's why we have seen this kind of explosion. But they will not talk about that.
Right. And but we need to find another solution. I know there was some abuse when the institutions were open, but we need some. This guy had a history of making threats, and he was walking around free. And
that's right.
We need something in between here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it all goes back to the mindset that you are not responsible for your situation. Society is responsible for this. So we can't lay blame on anybody according to the liberals. And so we have to focus on other things. We have to focus on guns, and we have to take away the guns, you know, because the guns are making people do this, or society is making them do that. We don't have any individual responsibility, and we don't want to punish anybody. That's what you see from the people who are out there trying with their mandates and with their gun control that they're pushing on us. Thank you so much for calling, Max. Let's go to Chris in Chicago. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, David. I'd like to say that I'm a toothpaste user. Your blue toothpaste, I really like that.
And, me too. That's great.
I want to say how much I appreciate what you're doing, the professionalism of your show with the information every day.
Well, thank you.
It's extraordinary. I want to talk about the gun. I have a comment on the gun, but I want to come in at the psychotropic angle first. Somebody I heard that was asking what percentage of Americans are on this. Well, I was visiting somebody in a hospital that has this particular problem, and I talked to one of the head nurses, and she said it's 36% of Americans.
Wow.
And then she set a date, and I was in such shock, and I was upset because a family member and everything, and she said 50%, and she knew the date. She knew the year that there was going to be at 50%. So imagine one out of two people, adults you meet soon, and this was soon. It was like in a couple, 2 or 3 years, as I recall. Mm-hmm. And anyway,
and just like with Tamiflu, right? We hadn't seen these types of cases reported that much because it's only going to affect a small percentage of people. But as you multiply, because it's the heavy flu season, or at least diagnosed as being a flu season by people and giving out Tamiflu, whatever it is. But giving out Tamiflu in massive amounts, all of a sudden we start seeing these cases pop up. And as they increase that, and as they increase the SSRIs, you're going to see far more of these situations. But that's very interesting. I didn't realize what percentage that was.
Summed it up exactly. And then anecdotally, as I said, I have a family member, and I've been really troubled with this it's been going on for 30 years, and you think the medicines get better, and I think in a way they did, but she's on a psychotropic, and when she quits taking it, which is frequently, four times this year, just decided on her own, I'm not going to take it anymore. And boy, she goes nonviolent. Most women are nonviolent, but she sees things, and she's having conversations with people that aren't there, and living in a whole real quickly too. And the men become violent. Men, it's there's a percentage of men, and they become very violent. And like your previous caller with all the background in this was that woman was saying, yes, I think they're all related to these type of drugs right now. So
yes.
Anyways.
Now you're talking about women not becoming violent, but, you know, they will commit suicide many times. And it's our experience, a friend of my children. Whose parents had her on this, and she was cutting herself and doing things like that because she was on these drugs. And it's, as the lady pointed out, it's not just coming off of them. You know, people get on, they have other physical or physiological effects from taking these drugs, and so people want to get off of it. But if they reduce it, if they quit it, or even if they increase it, as she was saying, look, he just had his mother die like 3 months ago. If he'd been on these medications, they would probably increase that medication for him. When you change the dosage up or down, then that's when it really starts getting crazy as well. That produces these types of episodes. Go ahead.
Well, I've heard that about the increase, but I've seen it when they quit. And imagine a substance that they're making for pennies. And if you read the ingredient label, they do not understand the efficacy of it They have no idea how it works. And they're making it, for who knows, maybe from floor sweepings in a factory somewhere. And then they're selling it for hundreds of bucks. And
yeah,
the profits
that's the key.
Are huge. And then when you quit, you can't quit. You cannot quit.
That's right.
Literally, you cannot quit.
That's the key. That's the key. We got to take a quick break. Hang on. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. I know you wanted to talk about the weapon as well. We'll be right back with Chris in Chicago, Mad Christian in Tennessee, and others. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen blood. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist's war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. And we have a video. We had somebody call us earlier and say, hey, there's reports that there was a second shooter. And I said, well, let's stay focused on how they're trying to use this. They're trying to take away our guns. But we have a story up at InfoWars.com showing a video, an interview with a student, former student. And let's play that video, see what she has to say.
I actually was in the bathroom at the moment, and I had came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very, I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school. So I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Because when shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. So, and the shots were coming from the other part of the building. So there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe.
That's the first I've heard of that. Did you see any other students who were wounded?
No, sir.
Wow, that's interesting. So that's a different development, isn't it? She said that she was walking with Nicholas Cruz, a guy who's been identified as the suspect. And she said there were shots that she was hearing going on at that time. And then afterwards, you just heard that account. That's KHOU 11. Is that correct? That's the source of that, I think, on the article. Well, that's very interesting. We'll have more to say about that, I'm sure. That's going to really create a lot of discussion. And you can see that video as well as report at InfoWars.com. The title of the article is Video Second Shooter Reported in Florida Massacre. So she's saying, well, there's at least two shooters because there were shots that were still going on as I was talking to him. So she said, I was surprised that it wasn't you. And he said, what? Are you kidding me? So anyway, let's go back to our... that just came out. So, well, there will be more information about that. I'm sure that Alex is going to be talking about that quite a bit. Let's go back to our caller who is holding through the break, Chris in Chicago. Go ahead, Chris.
Thanks, David. Thank you very much. On my gun comment, I after the election for President Trump, and thank God for that he won, there were a lot of maps, red state, blue state maps in a paper, were quite large, easy to read, you know, county by county and on and on. And one day it just got in my head, let's see, I think maybe there was a shooting or something, and I thought, well, that's here. Well, that's in a blue area. And then I started looking. I wonder where the other ones were. And David, I swear, every one of these things is in a blue area. Or if it's a red state, it's a blue university. And it's just the strangest thing. And it led me to the conclusion that maybe liberal Democrats should not be allowed to have guns. They don't know what they're for. And then if you have a liberal Democrat, 36% of them are on psychotropic drugs, the males.
Yeah,
I'm like,
sure.
I think case closed. I think we can get somewhere when we really start to look at some for solutions.
Yeah, absolutely.
they want absolutely. Gun control. Let's give it to them. You can't have guns.
Democrats can't have guns. We'll repeal the Second Amendment for Democrats, but only for Democrats. That's a great idea.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Chris. I was just told by our staff here that, yes, it was KHOU. That is a Houston station. I said, well, how could that be right? That's in Florida. And they said the reporter was there for Houston Astros camp, the baseball team from Houston. So he was there, and he went to the scene and was talking to people. And you heard the individual that you heard there talking was identified as Alexa Miednik. M-I-E-D-I-N-I-K. So, We have an eyewitness there saying that she was talking to him and there were shots still going on. So that's a very interesting development there. All right, let's go to Mad Christian in Tennessee who's been holding. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thanks for having me, David. How are you doing?
Doing good.
First of all, I'd like to say you're my absolute favorite. You're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I would like to comment on a couple things here. The BBC is reporting that the FBI had met with this guy a couple times.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that article or not.
No, I haven't seen that. Maybe,
yeah,
what, did he have a dossier or something on Trump as well?
dossier or whatever you want to call that. But also, the Space Coast Daily is reporting that a restaurant called Lizzie's, there was two shooters in there.
Really?
Yes, wow. Sir.
So this is getting more complicated. I wonder if we're going to have another Las Vegas type of situation where this whole thing falls apart on these people because you know, something was set up or something. That's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. Whose district was this?
I'm not sure which congressional district it is.
Okay. But, yeah, BBC just posted that about he has met with the FBI. He was on their on also the local authorities list and the FBI's, and they've met with him twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the student that just dropped this information bomb this morning, she had known him. She said, I knew him. I knew he was a troubled student. He's a very troubled student. So she said, yeah, I was surprised it wasn't you. I'm sorry?
Oh, what? I didn't say nothing. But, yeah, and also,
student
like
high school.
I said, Space Coast Daily just reported that there was two shooters at Lizzie's restaurant.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. I've got a caller who is a student at that high school, Jalen. Let's go straight to him. Thank you for holding, Mad Christian. Let's go to Jalen.
Yes. Hi, David.
Hi. How are you doing?
You know, I'm shaken up by it. I go to Snowman. I'm a senior.
Let me ask you about this person that we just saw on video, Alexa Miednik. Do you know her?
M-I-E-D-N-I-K? No,
okay.
I don't think so. I'm like,
okay.
I just got here last year, and so.
All right. Yes, go ahead. Tell us about.
Earlier in the day, during second period, there was a fire alarm. You know, we practice fire drills regularly now because about 4 weeks ago, the Secret Service came and talked to our teachers, and they accept this new safety protocol procedure. And I asked my teacher about it. I said, were there like any indications that they made that they were investigating someone at the school? And he said, no. So we were out there today. And then in fourth period, I remember it was 2:22. The fire alarm was pulled and we went outside thinking it was a fire drill. And then everyone started shifting farther and farther away from the school. And people started talking, okay, this is a code black, which means a bomb. But then I heard that it was a code red, which means active shooter. So my friend tried to call his mom with my phone, and a teacher snatched the phone from him and was like, don't tell her about it. Don't tell her about it.
Hmm.
And it was just really, really weird from there. And then the scariest thing was I was about to walk home, and if I walked home, I probably would have been dead because I walked the same way as the shooter, and he literally got caught in my neighborhood on my street.
Wow. Wow. We're nearly at the end of the show, so I want you to can you stay on the phone? Because we'd like to talk to you and get your information, because we're not going to have enough time to get everything from you as possible. Did you know this guy?
No. It's possible that I've seen him before, but I haven't really noticed him, no.
Hmm. So what you're saying is that they had some recent fire drills, and they changed the procedure. Was that what you were saying?
Yes.
Wow. That's interesting. And they were told not to call anybody. What else? How long did this take to develop?
Before we really know, like I kept telling people around me, this isn't going to be something serious until I see a helicopter. I think it took maybe like 10 minutes before a helicopter arrived. But within like the first minute that the fire alarm was pulled, there were like four police cars already there. And then like the next 3 minutes, there were like 50, and then it just kept escalating like boom, 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 boom.
Very rapidly, yes. All right, we're at the end of this broadcast, but please stay on the line, Jalen, for just a second. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for listening. That concludes our broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'm sure we're going to see some very unusual developments with this. It's certainly going to be unusual to see what was going on with this one student who gave the interview to the KHOU reporter. All right, thank you.